Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Again, welcome to KGVY, our new listeners this morning. Rosie on the House is actually 29 years old, but this 7 o'clock hour is new to KGVY. And this is our magazine hour. We talk about all things Arizona. And this morning, I'm in Prescott at the Charlotte Hall Museum at the 39th Annual Folk Festival, right here at the Charlotte Hall Museum. So I have some fun people to introduce you to this morning. You've gotten to visit with Mr. Ken Vail, the executive director, and Jenny Peterson, the education program manager. I wanted to give a special shout out, though, to Ken Lea, the media and marketing manager here. He is so welcoming, so kind, and he's lined all these wonderful people up for us to share with you this morning in hopes that you'll come up and just find a good reason to come up to Prescott. You don't need to look far. This morning, I also have with us Mr. Terry Bennett.
Barrett.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right.
Hey, Mr. Barrett, how are you this morning?
Fine.
And you are a man of many talents. You have a position here at the museum.
Yes, I'm the business manager.
Okay. And then you're also a musician.
Yes, I am. So I thought we could talk a little bit about the festival today and some of the acts.
I would love to.
Jenny was saying earlier, we've got 2 days with four stages. And any type of music that you like that's within what we call folk music, which is a very broad definition.
You want to try to define that for us?
I think what I'll do is the next segment, I'll play some music.
Okay.
And I'll give you some musical examples. But that goes all the way from straight folk, which early Bob Dylan, into blues, into bluegrass, singer-songwriter, somebody that's local that writes their own things.
Okay.
So we've got four stages. We have two outside, two inside. And some of the artists, I'll talk a little bit about, I'd recommend if people are listening and want to come up, I'd recommend it highly. It's going to be a beautiful day up here, probably 75 to 80 degrees, bright, sunny, no wind. So
you couldn't ask for a nicer
ideal
day.
Right. In our amphitheater, 1 o'clock, we've got Robbie Robertson, which is a guy from the Valley that plays a wide, I call it Americana. He'll be playing mandolin. He's got a very good ensemble. Following him is the OK Corral. If anybody remembers the Sons of the Pioneers, Eddie Arnold, old songs like
yeah.
Cool Water,
oh, yeah.
Ghost Riders in the Sky, they've got the great look, so I recommend them.
They dress the part?
They dress it. They sound great. Eric Ramsey is one of the top blues players, acoustic blues players in the state. He's won a couple of contests the last 2 years in a row. He'll be doing a workshop, he and I, at 1 o'clock on fingerstyle and slide guitar. And then JC and Laney are two individuals from Tempe that I don't know why they aren't nationally famous. Their vocals are so good, their songwriting. So that's just a quick example of what you're going to hear.
And all that's for the price of admission, the workshops and everything?
Yes.
I'd say you get...
Not only that, the entire museum's open.
Right.
Including the original governor's mansion from 1864 on the original site. We've got new permanent exhibits going back to the history of Arizona 13,000 years ago. The Fremont House. So not only do you have four stages of music, you've got the entire museum experience.
We were here for the Christmas program last year, and just since then, Jenny, you were telling me you have a whole new dimension of the Native American exhibit. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic then. So even if you think you've been here, you know, I've done the Charlotte Hall Museum, you haven't done all of it. Because tell me a little bit more about that one portion that opened.
So that portion that opened was done over the last year, although parts of it obviously went planning for it went back further. But that addition adds on to a lot of what both Fred and Terry mentioned as the prehistory of the area. After the first Americans and the Clovis peoples, as we call them, were part of this area, that was where our exhibit ended before. However, we've now added on to an exhibit about the Hohokam, which if you're down in the valley at all, that name is going to sound familiar to you, since that was a group of peoples that were a little bit further south, but the influence was argued to be felt up here. And then after that, we also have the exhibit explore parts of Prescott culture and then the hilltop sites as well. And so that really adds on and expands part of the history that we talk about that really highlights the significance and contributions of Native groups in Arizona.
Can I tell you a little bit about these workshops?
Yes, please.
The nice thing about those is you have a performance that goes on, but the workshops we give people a chance to go into much more detail on a specific subject. So, for example, I mentioned that we're going to be doing one on slide and fingerstyle guitar. We'll go through the mechanisms, how the instrument evolved, the different styles. We've got a songwriter's circle. That's where individual songwriters will sit in a circle, and each one will play a song that they wrote, talk about it. We've got Arizona and cowboy songs. So it gives an artist time to sit and go through things rather than just have a quick performance.
Okay, so we're getting ready for our hard bottom of the hour news break. And we have so much more left to talk about. When we come back, Terry is going to actually brought four instruments for us.
Yes, I did.
He's going to play and sing for us. So you get a little taste of that folk music, and you can come on up and hear the rest. Stay tuned.